really what we're doing is highlighting the issues that are peculiar to us here in Donegal, and asking the powers that be, we're asking our government, we're asking the British government, and we're asking the European Union to take our views and our needs into account during the Brexit negotiations and do what they can to ensure, first of all, that there's no border implemented, and second of all, that they respect the Remain vote, which occurred in the six counties. The people in the northeasterly six counties of Ireland voted to remain within the EU, and they voted to remain as one island, and that's what we want to see continue.
We know that the turnout perhaps wasn't what was expected at these protests at the weekend. We know that there are future ones planned. Is there an onus on people on both sides of the border to partake in these future protests?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there might have been a tendency for those of us on the southern side of the border to not really see the impact that Brexit's going to have on us. And again, that was the point of the protest on Saturday, I think, which was we had a go slow protest along the M1, and then obviously the protest that we had in Lifford Bridge and then in Bridge End. And that they were really to highlight that, look, if there is a hard border, if there's going to be customs checkpoints, whatever it is that either the British government or the European Union decide to implement along the border, that's going to cause huge difficulties